Blog Talk Radio.
Job seekers, career switchers, have you heard? Have you heard? TCENow.com is the place to go for career transformation.
And it is always the first place that I recommend for people that I encounter that are real, that are transparent, and they're ready to just be who they are.
I love me some TCE.
I listen to everybody in the TCE network. This is real relationships, folks. This is real. This is really real.
As your career engineer, I'm having a wonderful conversation with 6 months feeling coach Mike Tomlin. I was like, calling him Coach Tomlin. I was so, I gotta call you Coach Tomlin.
You can call me whatever you like, just call me.
You're entering TCE Radio in 5, 4, ready, steady, go.
Hey, happy Saturday, everyone. New time, new day, but we're back. Welcome, TCE Radio Show is back with you. 10 o'clock now on Saturdays, live across the world and across the world, actually, when I really think about it. So listen, let's do this. Hey, I'm your career engineer. Don't get anxious. Get prepared. Got a wonderful show for you for next half hour. We are going to definitely have this conversation of the 8,000 folks that were laid off by the ITT tech closure. Oh, it gets better, as well as the 5,300 folks that were fired at Wells Fargo for doing fraudulent bank, creating fraudulent bank accounts. Go figure. But, hey, but before we get into that, we're definitely happy to bring, you know, we didn't do a show on last weekend because, hey, first Saturday was Labor Day, and I'm sure everyone was eating healthy and working out and everything. Not. So I asked our Wanda woman, who's actually DCE-based CEO of Work It Studio, to come on today to kind of help us real people, because, you know, we're real people here in TCE Radio World, to get fit with Fran, come on, to get that back. You know, we want our business fit. We want our career fit. Let's get our bodies ready. So we've got Wanda on the line, actually, now. We asked her this Saturday to just give us our segment so we can behave and do better and transition into the fall the right way. But the second part of the show, hey, we're getting right into our career fitness, talking about Wells Fargo, talking about ITT Tech, and talking about you. So, you know, I think I'm going to go ahead and just, I'm going to bring Wanda on now. And she's going to give us some Get Fit with Fran tips. Of course, you know, did I have vegetables Labor Day weekend? Of course I did. Corn on the cob with butter. But, you know, y'all know how it is. Let me get Wanda here. Hey, Wanda, coming live to you. Hey, good morning. Happy Saturday. Get Fit with Fran segment's back. How you doing?
Yes, and thanks for having me back, and welcome back. It's really good.
Yeah.
Doing great.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, and I want everybody to know, we'll do our Get Fit with Fran will always be first Saturday, but again, because I did have some fun last weekend, and you know, we're back now here in the fall. So what do you have for us? So first let's have some forgiveness, some fitness forgiveness for all of us who have sinned this summer.
No, I think holidays are nice, and I think it's a time that that people want to enjoy eating and being with friends and celebrating, and it's okay. Because we know in September we're going to transition, right? And it's a season that and September, you know, it really gets people back to working out and, you know, things that are normal in their life, as they say they've had fun over the summer. And I love September. Every year I say it is the month of transition in many areas of our lives, and I think especially our bodies. We feel
so what
we
are some things
that little
we can,
guilt, but we're back, right?
Yeah, we're right. And it's a big transit because the fall, you know, the career business season is live. People are making changes and transition. So what are some things we need to do? How can we transition or start to kick that off?
You know what I do, and I tell people, you know, we have to begin to transform our minds, and then I think the body will follow. You have to, you know, set that plan in your mind, what it is that you're looking to do in this transition period, because it must be some kind of end goal that you are looking towards. We know we have Thanksgiving, we have Christmas coming up. I mean, I don't know why all of this comes at the end of the year, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the transition period is now adjusting yourself a little bit to different routines and everything, in eating, resting, and working out. I said, I'm going to work out just, I'm going to challenge myself just a little bit more beyond the two times or three times a week. I'm going to do something every day. 30 minutes every day. That's a good transition for people that are returning or even starting out from the beginning.
30 minutes a day. So we're talking 7 days a week or five? You know, I had to ask.
I know you had to ask. It would be great if you could do seven, but if you do five and you take, you know, 1 day for, I call it a cheat day, and then 1 day for a rest day, yeah, sure.
Okay.
I think that's normal for a transitional period because many people jump right back into heavy routines of working out or fasting or just extreme because it is the transition period. And I think we lose the sight on transitioning. So you have to adjust. Like the season, I'm looking outside and I see that the nature is still, but it's growing, it's changing. And that's the way I think our bodies respond to nature as well.
Okay. So for this month, let's try to kick this off. I want to get the folks to buy into the transition. Because, I mean, you know, we all need to. We need to do, like I said, the reason we do the Get Fit with Fran segment, because we want career fitness, we want fitness. Folks want to make all this money, but then we can't go up a flight of stairs because we're ready to pass out because we're out of shape. So I want my listeners, our TC Radio audience, can you get fit with me and Wanda? Let's give ourselves 30 minutes a day. 30 minutes a day. Dancing, right? Or hitting the
walking.
Gym. Or walking. All right.
Yes.
God forbid, playing with your kids at the
biking,
park if you have those.
Hiking, gardening.
Biking. All right. So getting just being mobile, getting some
active
movement. Try 30 minutes a day. Let's try for 7 days. Let's try to do this for this entire month, and let's see. So when we have our first, when we come back on first weekend of October, let's see how we're all feeling and looking and doing. And I think we can do. I'm going to do that. I'm 30 minutes a day.
I don't think that's asking too much. And I don't think it's being overly,
right,
you know, wanting to you know, reach out and receive some goals. I think people set their goals and it's good. It's great to set goals that you want to achieve for this reason and that reason. But I think if you transition and you do that transitional period now, I think you will be where you need to be by January 2017. I always say September is your January.
September is our January. I like that. I like that. September is our January. Now, Wanda, I know you've got some other things going on at work at studio right there in D.C. You guys have done some transitioning of your spot. Tell us a little bit about that. What's going on at work at studio?
Work at studio has been transformed. And I guess where the transition comes in as well. We have new programming that's going to come in a brand new space. We did a total makeover. It is quite different than the other studio, and it's bigger, brighter, and bigger. I mean, it's bigger and brighter, but we are going to offer more things in this space because we feel like it's like unlimited opportunities that could happen in this space because it's such an amazing space that was designed by a local interior designer, Tristan Kerr Francis Company. They did just a wonderful job transforming this space. And when people walk in, they see it's been transformed. We were out of the space for a total of 2 months, and then when we walked back in, it was quite different. So we
amazing
were happy to to be a part of what was going on in the city under our mayor's program of the Great Street Grants. So it's a transformation of work at studio and for the future what's going to happen right on U Street, and it's happening, and we thank our city for that as well.
So let people know how they can come and check out the studio, how they can reach out to you and be a part of course, all the wonderful services and your programs you have there. But now looking at the new transformation of work at studio, how can they reach out to you and drop your low-tech and your high-tech ways?
Yes, you can definitely go to www.workitstudio.com. You can reach out to Work It Studio by Wanda Woman on Facebook. And then you can call 202-588-7363. And that's 202-588-7363. And we're at 1020 U Street, right above Lee's Flower Shop.
Wow. Awesome.
Come
awesome.
Out and
well,
work
congrats.
It with
you know,
us.
Yeah.
Enjoy some classes. Yeah. We got to get you up here.
You do, because, you know, and it's what a shame, but I was hanging in National Harbor not too long
that's
ago.
Close.
Eating crab cakes and french fries, and I was like, oh, yeah, Wanda's right up the street, isn't she? Like, you know, a little drive up the street. Yeah, and I didn't do it, but I'm going to get, you know, I always say, I'm going to get up there. Y'all, when you're having them street festivals and have a wobble-thon, I'm going to get up there and get my groove on. Not a problem. Because I always say I will, but I need to. But Wanda, thank you
will.
So much
we're
for coming
bring
in.
It on. Okay.
Yeah, and we'll
all right,
catch
thank
you first,
so much.
Next weekend. Thank you. Next weekend. Next
yes.
month. Yeah, I want to keep wandering
next
around.
Month.
All right, guys. We want to thank check out her website, workitstudio.com. You can check her out, Work It Studio. If you're connected to me on Facebook, I am connected to Wanda. In fact, if you're on my Facebook timeline, she tagged me this morning. See what she's all about. Let's support small business. I would love to see that transformation. So listen, don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. Hey, make sure you're tagging us and all that kind of good stuff on Twitter at Career Engineer. I'm everywhere. Periscope at Career Engineer. Instagram, guess where? At Career Engineer. Snapchat, guess where? At Career Engineer, all that good stuff. And we will be right back, and let's talk about some of the news, some of the stuff going on. I mean, first week of Labor Day. Come on. It's crazy. What are the – Wells Fargo, how are you hiring your people? We're going to talk about that right when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
The Career Engineer presents the TCE Career Biz Summit and Luncheon, fusing high touch with high tech. Saturday, October 22nd at the Wyndham Virginia Beach, the TCE Summit offers career, business, technology, and social media power. TCE's expert panelists will charge you to make Monday mornings awesome. Vendor opportunities available. Get tickets at tcesummit.com or call 757-745-4TCE. Event is powered by ExpressMBS.com, Urban League of Hampton Roads, TNT Mobile Detailing.
Because there is an article I did put up on my Twitter account, so make sure you're checking me out on Twitter, at Career Engineer, and I'm going to try to dig it up and resurface it, because hopefully for folks that are currently enrolled, that's the folks I'm really feeling for, folks who are in school, doors are closed, they come up, because all the campuses are closing immediately. ITT Tech decided to just shut them all down. They're saying they didn't get any proper due process. They're saying the Department of Education didn't give them due process to get their policies and procedures right. However, that's a falsehood, because for several years they've been, you know, slapped on the hand for policies and folks who are receiving financial aid, whether it's, of course, student loans and the FAFSA, you know, program, uncommon default of those loans and they've been tapped on the hand for a couple of years. They've been, you know, on the magnifying glass for a couple of years, and DOE has given them the time to get policies and procedures right, and as well as they've had some accreditation drama issues as well. So their response is they had to shut down because they didn't get due process, but that's not necessarily the case. But good news, there's some light at the end of this little bitty tunnel. Yeah, yes, that's right, Ms. Fanon. It has. So they're trying to say the government made us shut down, and that's not necessarily the case. They have been under the microscope for a while, as well as other for-profits. But the bad news is 8,000 people found out this week that they don't have a job, you know, and I know they'll get unemployment because they've been laid off, but, but the students who currently had just graduated in May and the students who are currently in degrees who now have student loans that for something that doesn't have any value and you can't transfer the credits unless you find another school similar to ITT Tech that will take those credits. But there is some debt forgiveness, and what you have to do if you or someone you know, and again, this article was pasted on my Twitter. I'll dig it up for you guys again. So make sure you follow me on Twitter so you can get it fresh. But actually, it was the source was Money. I think it was Money or was it CNN? I think it was Money. Money or Forbes. But if you 120 days is the magic number, though. If you have, let's just say you're withdrawn 120 days, you graduate in May, you might be near that 120 days. There's certain things you can do to reach out for debt forgiveness. If you're currently in school, some loans will be forgiven. So you have to really get on the stick and find out by calling DOE and things of that nature. But this article, I will put it back up on my Twitter. In fact, I'm trying to look at my Twitter while I talk, while I'm talking to you guys. Because you know, if someone can qualify for that, that will bring a little bit of, you know, light to a terrible, terrible, terrible situation. Because that really is what it is. Alumni, a little harder for you, because I know some alumni are still paying significant, I mean, $300 a month forever for these degrees that now have pretty much zero value. So, but you have to do things a little different. There may not be any debt forgiveness for you, but there are some programs that might be able to work, and you need to reach out to your loan servicer and things of that nature. But here's the deal with alumni. I mean, let's say you went to the school 10 years ago, you went 5 years ago, and you're still paying. Even when you do some of this paperwork with your servicer, you have to prove, and this is why I find interesting with this whole ITT tech thing, and please give me your commentary if you'd like to join the conversation here, 718-664-6880. But if you're an alumni past that 120 days, when you do reach out to your servicer, your loan servicer, you have to prove fraud. So the student has to prove that they were defrauded by the school in order for some, they're not calling it debt forgiveness, but it's some type of, we can help you out a little something, something. So, yeah, the student has to prove fraud. I mean, it's almost like, isn't it fraud if they've shut down? But that's what they have to do. If you've been, you know, 5 years out, 10 years out, you're still hitting them loans, you know. So shame on them. But here's my warning, people. I'm all excited about folks learning new skills, getting degrees, getting your certifications, getting your education, getting your training. But please understand, education is product. It's a product. Do your proper due diligence before you sign up for anyone's educational opportunity. Check out the organization. See if they have sticky power. Have they been around long enough? What's their reputation? I mean, and then at the product level, I mean, the credits that you're paying for, you're paying $100 a credit or $300 a credit. What are you getting with that? Are your credits transferable? If you decide to move from here or move to Kalamazoo somewhere, and for a few years from now you want to get a master's, can those credits help you? Are they recognized by other bodies of institution? All right, and you have to, and the admissions counselors are great people, but they're salespeople of the school. I'm saying this is with any school. I mean, you guys know I feel kind of funky about for-profits, but if you're going to a state-supported school, you know, you're going to a private school, you're doing whatever it is you're doing, do your due diligence. You have to do your due diligence. Miss Philomena, Miss says, can the alumni cite to the past years when ITT was sanctioned? They can. They have to prove fraud. Yeah, they can, and that's what they're going to have to do, because I know for me, when I went to grad school, I mean, my whole time going to school, it took me 12 years to pay my loans out. You know, I did get student loans, so, you know, after I graduated, I had 12 years of paying. So now if I'm owing, you know, and I didn't have the $50,000 or that some of these folks are paying for these, you know, two-year programs at ITT Tech. So there are people right now dropping, like, a car note forever. I mean, like, for paying $300 forever to pay off this debt. So they do have to, they can cite past hiccups and sanctions and everything, but they, yeah, the alumni has to prove fraud. What's the school's relationship with the state and federal boards of education? Also, accreditation is a big deal, and whether IT Tech will admit it, they were in and out of accreditation drama, as well as having that uncommon, they're graduating, a lot of them had that uncommon, when I say uncommon debt, I mean, you know, defaulting on federal student loans is a bad thing, okay? So, but a lot of their folks just couldn't afford to pay, so they were defaulting on these loans. So a lot of times the Department of Education looks at that as well. So bad news, they're gone, but others be aware. I mean, let's, you know, just keep your eyes open. Eyes open, boy, in the words of Sean Connery. We also had, which I just found just ironic, okay? I mean, just extremely ironic that Wells Fargo, okay, you know, I just found this article. Let me put this, let me see if I can, you know, I'm going to pin this article that I just shared with you guys. I'm going to pin it to my profile page on Twitter, okay? So it's going to replace my other pin, but it's the article that you guys can find out what you can do. If you or someone you love, you know, ITT Tech grad, so you can check it out. So I pinned that on my Twitter. But back to Wells Fargo. Okay, over this course of several years, hope you guys have heard this. I think I shared this in my network. 5,300 people have been fired at Wells Fargo. Yes, the bank. Yes, the bank. Over a couple of years, it didn't just happen like today, all right, but it was finally released through years of investigations. Imagine this. Wells Fargo employees in the sales department or what have you, because I guess, you know, you got to make your goals. You got to make those goals if you're going to work here. And several, over 5,000 employees would create fake banking accounts. Okay, I think that, you know, let's say I'm Francina Harrison. I have an account at Wells Fargo, my regular cute little checking account. I'm cool. I keep my little $50 in there. I'm not bouncing anything. Well, someone at the bank who works at the bank would make a fictitious account in my name, okay, that I'm not aware of, where, of course, I have no money in it, and I start accumulating fees. And then I'm getting notices from my bank that I'm owing fees. And some people just accept that as gospel and don't go, wait a minute, I shouldn't owe $15 here for this, or I shouldn't owe $15 here for that. My bank is good. So long story short, in the course of an intense investigation, they found out that bank employees were duplicating, you know, making false, I mean, duplicating accounts in customers' names without customers being knowing that's being done in order to show that they were selling accounts. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, we have to open so many accounts a month. I got to get people in the bank. I got to get new bank customers. That's what they were doing. And then, of course, there's no money in these accounts, so it's generating tons and tons, millions of dollars in fees across the board, okay, that people actually paid because they just thought oh, my God, I didn't know I bounced a check. Oh, my goodness, I didn't know I did an overdraft. And folks pay this, and so the employees are getting, wow, you opened up 100 accounts this month. Wow, you're a good salesperson. How'd you do that? And we find out that these folks lied and faked the funk on current customers. So, yes, Wells Fargo did the right thing by firing 5,300 people who did this and on their payroll, folks they hired to work at a bank. Haven't we always been told to work at a bank? There's usually an onboarding process that's not just about, okay, what's your degree? Tell us why you want to work here. What's all your good stuff? But, you know, there's some assessments to see, I don't know, if you're a thief, you know, if you're going to steal money, if you're going to lie, because you do have access to important data, Social Security numbers, bank accounts, movement of money. Amazing. So Wells Fargo says it's going to do right. It's going to, it's going to spend millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to fix this thing. People who paid, you know, money are going to get their money back. Now, I think California, there's been some class action suits, of course, in certain states. But I don't know. Maybe call me just silly, but if I was banking at Wells right about now, I think I might have to find me another bank. The fact that folk on the inside, never mind the identities on the outside of jacking up my bank account, but folks on the inside. So, unbelievable. That came out this week. I think I shared that on my Facebook. I'll share it again, most likely recycled this week. But, I mean, what are you going to do, you know? So, supposedly also Wells Fargo is going to rethink, I love this, relook at their goals and, you know, how much pressure they put on their sales staff or whatever you want to call it. I don't think they call it sales in banking. But, you know, when you come in to get an account, folks are trying to upsell you on everything. Maybe they're just stressing their people out too much, and maybe it's making their staff, you know, wanting to break the law in order to, you know, fraudulently create bank accounts that don't exist, using customer information to do it, charging them millions in fees that they never really generated, all because the pressure is just too much to keep your job. So supposedly they're rethinking how they staff, and they're rethinking the pressures involved in that particular job. Go figure. So anyway, those are the two hot things that happened this week. terrible coming out on the fall with losing, you know, 8,000 job losses with AT&T and then 5,000 firings. But, you know, Wells Fargo may be hiring, but, you know, it's just, I think, a little ironic that in a bank that we have that going on, okay? That's just my take on it. So, listen, guys, let me share this with you. I don't know, I just think that, you know, listen, I got so many, I have this, since we took a summer break, looking at all the things I can and cannot do with my switchboard today. So we're checking that out. But let me give you guys a couple of upcoming things. Today on YouTube, YouTube Live, I'm going to use YouTube Live at 1 o'clock. I'm having a general virtual meeting with my network, okay? I'm going to be live broadcasting on YouTube, which means anyone in the world can watch. And all you have to do is hit me up on YouTube. Of course, youtube.com/thecareerengineers. All one, yeah, long word. Long. I got a story about that, but youtube.com/thecareerengineers, or you can just go to YouTube and type The Career Engineer. I am sure my account will come up, and you'll see the button. You click and watch live at 1 o'clock Eastern time. It's a meeting with my network, but it's live to the public. Feel free to join us. 10 o'clock. Monday through Fridays, guys. Make sure you're checking me out, Career Engineer, on Periscope. We brought our, again, took a nice summer hiatus because we need to transition and refuel. But catch us on Periscope daily, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., okay, 10 a.m., for career, life, and business tips, tricks, and hints so you don't get hustled and so you can love Monday mornings on Periscope. Follow me on Scope at Career Engineer, or you can watch it directly from your desk. And do not forget about the October 22nd TCE Summit. We are so excited. Just, boom, got our discount for Amtrak again this year. That is exciting. We have a code where you can take the train, come right down here October 22nd, have an evening reception October 21st. TCESummit.com. Go there. Check out everything about the summit there. Get your ticket, register, as well as get your hotel room. We have a deal. I mean, it's a steal. The hotels are on the oceanfront, famous Virginia Beach oceanfront, 57th Street, exclusive north end of the beach. The Wyndham Virginia Beach Hotel is our venue for this year. We are beyond excited at the magic moment. Our theme this year, fusing high touch with high tech. Is that not sexy? Of course it is. So listen, make sure you're catching us here. Our new time on Saturdays, 10 o'clock. Share TCE Radio with the people you know. We will be bringing guests on that will help you to fire up. And, of course, you got me. How about that? You've got me to bring commentary. You can call in, be engaged with me in the show. We'll be doing some shout-outs. We'll be doing some push-ups. We might even, I used to have this thing I would do. I would get folks who are small business owners, but if anyone wants to shout out or blow up their business or promote a friend's business, to, like, do your 30-second wow, you know, and we might bring that back, of course. We are selective with who can be on the show, but if you're interested and pitching your, I get a lot of, I get publicists that are always sending me folks to interview. But you can pitch your person. Let me see, what is the email? Oh my God, what's my email for the show? Talkshow@tcenow.com. Talkshow@tcenow.com. Mind you, you know, we're a lifestyle show. We're pretty competitive, I think, in terms of getting up here. But I had like three folks to send me books to read.